I'm Alexis Coe, an author and historian, and my favorite time of year for mail, the holidays. It's just an onslaught of intimacy. The photos on people's cards are new to me. They haven't been posted on social media. The notes appended are short and true. They can't be edited. They're dashed off by hand. So whatever they wrote can't be rewritten or recalled. And they probably don't have enough card stock to waste going through every silly or earnest or dumb thing they wrote and redoing it over and over again. So if the internet died, I think most of the year would be like that. I'd receive letters, I'd write them, and then my archives would start to look like those I rely on for my work as a historian. A whole life would be told in parts, and the emotion, the stroke of a pen, a hurried address, a little drawing that took far too long and isn't even that good, these would all be clues. They'd be clues for me as I age and forget, and clues for my daughter, who will one day read them and think, inevitably, I didn't know this side of her. I didn't know this. I have letters. I send them, of course. People say it's a lost art, but it's not, because we know what it is. We know how to do it. It's relatively simple and easy and inexpensive, and it can be beautiful. But we don't have the time. And when I did have the time, when I was younger, I kept up relationships that can only really exist in that way. The girl I met on vacation when I was 8 recently found me on Facebook, but her messages a decade later, many decades later, they just didn't hit in the same way. When they arrived, when we were girls, they were mine. Nobody knew her. Nobody knew that I knew her. Nobody she knew me, and we wouldn't meet. We lived in different countries. They were mine. I saw the envelope, the stationery, her writing, and how it changed as we got older. And I thought, yes, this is us. Our jokes and our thoughts and our feelings, they only exist between us. I don't feel that way anymore. Emails can be shared and often are, even people with the best of intentions do. And they make me feel fatigued and obligated, and I'm always behind, even though I can check them and they're always there. But letters never make me feel like that. Letters make me feel free.